If you're in need of quality new tires and have been searching the internet for a good deal, look no further than your local Big O Tires. For a limited time, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth free on select set of tires. And because we know that tires can be an unexpected expense, take advantage of no credit needed financing made easy. They work with multiple lending partners, so the financing is tailored to you. Remember that when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth free. Only at your locally owned Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Ava Thatch, such a pleasure to see you. I'm so excited to be finally talking to you. I've been wanting to interview you for quite a while. How's everything going?
Oh, wonderful. I just came back from my trip in Asia, seeing my family, and it's such a wonderful feeling. It's like really totally recharged me.
Oh, good. That's great. I mean, you got to do that. You got to do that. And you know, because for the audience, Ava is a leadership expert. I'm like looking at your, your bio here, because I don't read the whole bio. I just kind of pull snippets out. But so you're a Vietnamese-born American, international bestselling author, TEDx speaker, business coach, strategic advisor, impacts global businesses across 90 countries. Wow. And so basically you have a management consulting and you're the brain behind iAva.ai, which is pretty cool. And we're going to go into that. But you have a new book that is out, which is called Decisive Leadership, Transforming Complex Challenges into Competitive Edge. And so excited to be having this conversation with you today. So yeah, lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah. So before we go into all of this, can you just give the audience just a brief, you know, how did you get to where you are today? Because I love hearing everybody's stories.
Yes. So I was born in Vietnam. And when I was 16, I was always thinking, like, how do I grow myself? Like, there's going to be something more exciting. And, you know, in Vietnam, we expect to go to university, get married, and do all those things. But I was just thinking, like, what would that look like to be abroad? But I didn't even speak any English at that point. So somehow, you know, I made it happen. I studied with people from all over the world, and it was hard. I didn't know anything. I mean, I know how to say hello, and it was a really tough journey. But because all of that, actually, it get me to understand my friends from different countries better. And slowly, I just wanted to, you know, to continue with the idea of how do we build a more sustainable future if we don't work together. And now our teams, our technology teams, we work with people from all over the world. And that's really aligns very well with me. And I think the second thing is that even from the early age, my aunt, like at some point I was studying abroad, and then I came home and she said, you know what, Ava, like what's so important is actually your roots. So don't ever forget that. But as she was saying that, like I already felt a sense of like my body was shivering. Like I felt a sense of belonging. That's something that you can't describe it. You just know it. You just feel it when you're with your folks because they know you. They love you. There's just like the natural love that they have for you. And I didn't have to say anything, but I got it, you know? And that is some kind of the culture that gift to me that I had brought it with me. So later on when I'm being in the leadership positions, I'm bringing that sense of belonging. I'm helping teams to feel that sense of belonging. And also, it's helped me to feel a sense of belonging when things get tough, too. So there we go. This is where I am. You know, we're in the age of technology. We're solving complex problems. And I mean, we can't just solve it in a linear way sometimes. So that's, I'm bringing all of who I am, my roots, everything together.
I love it. I love it. So before you started your management consulting firm, you were instrumental in digital transformations worth over $21 billion and as a growth catalyst for startups, large enterprises. So talk about some of the corporate achievements that you had before you started your consulting firm.
Well, I was working with a really large financial services company, and we didn't even know, like, it was big. Like, there was a huge transformation happening. But when I came in, it was just like we didn't have any process happening. We didn't really have team laid out. And, you know, I just realized that we can make a huge difference not having to be way high up in the change when we first starting out. It was really about, like, okay, what can I do on my end? So it's just about what kind of process can we create? So then I was talking with my supervisor at that point. She, you know, she was a VP in the bank, and it turned out we didn't have a process. So I just sit down and like, oh, what about this process? What about we run with it? And then, you know, I think a combination of continuous learning on my own, I was just very curious, like, oh, how does this work? How does it work? And I start to go out and talk with people from different department within huge financial institution and starting to get to know like what they do. It's almost like doing an interview, and then I'm starting to get connect a dot. Then I'm like, okay, here's the process. And then it was very complicated because, you know, we had to deal with bank from all over the world, working with different regulations, and it's like involved multiple parts. But, you know, it's all about working with people together and working with technologists. We can create like a customized in-house platform so we can track very complicated funds. You know, especially we wanted to make sure we do it in the simplest way so everyone can, you know, all this business can happen as usual. So all of that really helped me, you know. And then suddenly, you know, my supervisor come like, oh, we are so busy today. Can you start training the team? Because, you know, the team now start to grow. I'm like, okay, no problem. And then I'm starting to train them. And then I start noticing like, oh, I was creating a new process, training new team members, creating reports to senior leaders, and making sure I'm working and resolving any urgent matters with international banks. So that's, you know, calling like 60 banks, like in a week, talking with them. But all of that, it was just really fascinating. It just made me realize that, oh, I am actually a nonlinear person. So I just have to own it. And, you know, sometimes it requires you to solve problems in a very nonlinear way, but it's, you know, it's actually help and it's very helpful. And that's why I decided to go further and, you know, study further innovation, strategy, agile project management in the Bay Area at Stanford, and design thinking. All of this like really fits right in with who I am. So that's just kind of a progression. And then I work with startups, and I mean, I can tell you in a funny story how I started to work with some of the international government, but...
Hey everyone, today I'm thrilled to share something truly special with you. Have you ever felt like you're just scratching the surface of your potential? Or maybe you're looking for ways to bring more balance and fulfillment into your life? If that resonates with you, then I have an event you won't want to miss. Introducing the Holistic Life Mastery event live and in person November 7th through 9th at the beautiful La Quinta Hotel outside of Palm Springs, California. This isn't just another seminar. It's a transformative experience designed to help you unlock your full potential, cultivate a holistic approach to life, and achieve mastery in every area that matters to you. Imagine spending 2.5 days surrounded by like-minded individuals, all committed to personal growth and conscious living. You'll have the opportunity to learn from world-renowned speakers, engage in powerful workshops, and gain practical tools that you can apply immediately to your life. Plus, our keynote speaker is Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and author of The Way of the Cobra, Sean Kanan. You may have seen him in the #1 Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Whether you're looking to enhance your personal well-being, improve your professional skills, or find more joy and purpose, the Holistic Life Mastery event has something for everyone. Our speakers are leaders in their fields, covering topics from peak performance and mindfulness to business psychology to relationships. And the best part, this event is designed to cater to all aspects of your life. It's about creating holistic balance, mind, body, and spirit. You'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose with a plan of action. So mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable experience. You'll find the registration link in the show notes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited and filling up fast. Remember, this is your chance to invest in yourself and your future. The Holistic Life Mastery event is more than just a workshop. It's a stepping stone to the life you've always dreamed of. So thank you for sharing all of that. I appreciate it. And I know that, especially when you come from like the big, and you're at a, sounds like an international bank, a huge financial services company. What was that transition like for you? And how did you make that pivot? And what was the impetus that drove you to make that change to leave and start your own company?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really pivot right there and then, but every step of the way, I moved to the Bay Area and it was a huge, huge change. I was in Boston and I thought, Boston is amazing. How can we have anywhere else? Like, I didn't need to have a car. I could literally go everywhere, seeing my friends, my colleagues, like, and it was wonderful. And then I went to the Bay Area. And I was like, oh, this is amazing too. Like, I didn't realize that. So every city just bring new flavor. And, just sometime, I talk with my friend. I told her, like, if we take a course or we go for a yoga retreat, and I just told her, like, this is probably the most amazing experience I have had. And she's like, how did you know we have not experienced further? I'm like, yeah, this is it. And sure enough, later on, there's going to be other experience that is unfolding. So just letting those experience unfolding and taking the path to it. I mean, I was really captivated with that design thinking concept and how do we bring in more of that human-centric into everything we do in transformation. It's in the end, it's all about empathy and how do we really creating that sense of belonging, solving people's pain.
I mean that's really what it comes down to it on so many different levels for sure. So what is iava.ai? Is
So
this
it
new?
is.
Because I don't know, because the last time we talked on our AI conference and then we had a call after that, I don't recall if you had it or maybe it was still in the works, but
Well,
yeah.
yeah, well, I mean, it is my website, and it is, representing my Ava Tech Management Consulting. So I work with Big Four consulting before and IT consulting before. And I just, thought this is where this is where I'm bringing in my unique sense as a coach, as a consultant and as a strategic advisor. And the world's moving so fast. So I'm bringing in three pillar, helping, executives and leaders to really solve complex problems using improving process, using strategy, AI strategy, and then also working with the team to really train them, to really bring that to life. And sometime coaching is in every step of the way. People don't really talk about it, but in consulting, actually, there's a lot of coaching because we do a lot of co-creation, partner with our clients, that it's impossible to decide for our clients. We don't even know what it is that they want sometimes. Sometimes they said they want one thing, but throughout the process of brainstorming, that working together, that co-creating together, that's where we know. So IAVA.AI is really representing that technology, that AI integration service that I'm doing, customized consulting, but also bringing in that mindset of co-creations, coaching, and facilitation, as well as training and development.
Mm. You're one busy woman. Wow. And I as I keep going through your bio that I have over here, I was like, oh my gosh. We're going to get to your book soon. So we're going to talk about the book in a minute. But you host the AVA Innovate with Authenticity podcast. You've completed 500 hours of yoga therapy, and you're a doctoral candidate and lecturer in strategy, innovation, AI, and communication at the University of Texas. I mean, like, do you have time to sleep?
Well, sleep is actually very important. You know, you probably know that. So, I mean, I do actually more than ever after I came back from Vietnam. I just realized how important it is to sleep. It's interesting because Vietnam is such a beautiful country, and now I got to see that in a totally different lens. When I was there and was really young, I owned my city. Like back then, I just used my bicycle, go everywhere, every corner of my city with my friends, and I had no fear. But now I came back and I was like, whoa, you know, going across the road is a big deal. Like I would go with my brother, but it was so wonderful because like this trip, we went to Central Vietnam in Nha Trang, and my brother is like every 5:30 in the morning, he said, okay, let's go for a walk. And by walk, we walk for like 6 kilometers every morning. And somehow it gives you more energy. You know, I was like, oh, wow. I just had this like, you know, 20 hours trip or something. But somehow like it's just amazing because the culture makes you feel alive. Like, you know, in Central Vietnam, everyone wake up early. You could feel it. Like the sun is rising. And, you know, people are really into even wear uniform, and like the intention of health is so important. So, I mean, I was working really hard, but for that reason, just to be able to spend time with family, and it totally reset me. And my brother said something that I remember forever. He said, you know what? We cannot borrow on our health forever. So this is a time for like, take a step back and do it. So no matter how busy I am now, I'm trying to bring in that exercise mindset, like, because even just 1 hour for ourselves, we can be so much more productive. For the rest of our day.
I mean, it's amazing
day.
because when you do exercise, not only is it helping you to reduce stress because the endorphins get going, but you end up sleeping better as a result.
Yes. Yes. We end up sleeping better, and we become more creative. Like sleeping is so important for our creativity, right? So, and in our line of work, we can't be creative. We're so stressed.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So what was the 500 hours of yoga therapy? Are you a yoga instructor or is that different? That's different.
Oh, yeah. That is like in my past life. So, you know, when I was at Stanford and I had a chance to organize a scientific conference when we brought in the Dalai Lama, the 15, and he changed my life. You know, I think we had like a private audience with him, and he, you know, after being 2 days with him and being, you know, he just changed everything. So that summer I made a determination that, okay, I'm going to go and learn how to teach yoga. I can come back and teach at school in the Bay Area, which I did. I taught it to like Silicon Valley's like people from, you know, leaders from PayPal's. I taught it to students in different levels at Stanford, professor there. And they said, you know, Eva, when I'm not in your class, I'm thinking about your class. But that's that was my initial intention. It's like, oh, it would be so good to be able to teach, like check the box to tell the truth. But going through this process just make me realize how powerful mindfulness is and how important it is that I need to bring it into my line of work later in digital transformation. Because in the end, even if we're creating new platforms, we're working with people from all walk of lives and we pull from different experience, and that requires mindfulness, leadership skills, so that we can really tackle all of those complexities human to human.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mentioned before we started recording that I have I'm so excited about this keynote that I have next week, and I'm talking about conscious leadership. And while I'm, you know, going through my talk and putting the slides together and everything, it was like, even though it's conscious leadership, everything that we're talking about applies to your life. It doesn't matter. Like, no matter what you do, we're all leaders.
Yeah.
Right? We're all leaders. And I think that, you know, we've reached a time where, and you know this more than anyone, because you're in technology, that things are changing so rapidly that it's really hard for humans to even keep up, right?
Yeah.
And it's causing a lot of stress because people are like, I don't know what to do, right? You know, last week it was this, and I was telling you, like, I just changed platforms to record my podcast episodes on, and I'm reviewing other things because I feel like every month something else comes out and you have to review the tools that you're using. Like, okay, am I getting the best bang for my buck right now with this tool?
Right. Yeah.
Because there's so many different things coming out. So being somebody in the technology sector, how do you keep up with it? How do you keep up with the changing times that are happening right now?
It's amazing. Like, you ask all the great questions, you know, it makes sense that, you know, the feeling that you're describing, like things are happening and changing so much faster than we can imagine. Like, I felt like I just learned something yesterday and is it going to be obsolete tomorrow? You know, so this is real. But I mean, in our day, you know, sometime like when I go for a walk in the morning, I would listen to, you know, news and technologies, and I would learn something. Like, in a way, we're incorporating in our daily life, but in a mindful way, not to learn for the sake of learning, but it's also to really take the time to intentionally digest the information and also bringing that reflections in our lives too. And things like that throughout, you know, the conversation, you know, with clients during the day, and carve out time to continuous learning is so important. But as long as we make sure we have enough sleep, because what good can we be without adequate rest and sleep?
Yeah. You know, I've heard, you know, some of the folks that I've worked with, and spoken on their stages and whatnot. And I've heard it, I've only heard it a couple of times, and it's the old school way of thinking. And I've heard people say things like, oh, I can sleep when I die. And oh. And when I, every time I hear someone say that, I'm like, okay, you know, you just like predestined yourself to an early death. Because if you think that I can just sleep when I die, it's going to catch
missing,
up with you.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, I think learning should be fun, right? Like, should be something that we incorporate in our daily life. You know, I learn by talking with my colleagues, learn by teaching my students and teaching them how to learn in a mindful way. Also, I brought in, you know, even when I teach, I brought in AI to help them to learn how to be more critical, how to be more communicative, have to be more collaborative, but AI now can also help us. So using instructional AI can really help students to, especially some diverse students, they might learn that better than in a traditional way. So, you know, in a way we're gaining back time. Like, for example, like I would have my textbook, you know, if I'm teaching them, but I said, okay, look, I get it. You know, it's not for everyone, but what if you can ask at least one really good questions. But think about questions you ask, not just like, oh, here's a question. But think about the questions and talk about the reason behind why you're asking it. And then you answer two questions to other people. So, you know, I'm partnering with other companies to do this, to bringing that AI, instructional AI, so that they're not spitting out the answers to students, but doing that, students have to learn how to write better, how to read better, and really have to be collaborative in that process. And they said, you know, sometimes they came like, hey, Professor Ava, this is like much better for me because, you know, like somehow I learned this way better. So how do we learn? It's so important in keeping up with technology, like finding what resonates with us. How do we learn better? Like some of us learn better with reading, but some of us learning better with writing. So tools like that, understanding ourselves, coming back to be self-awareness, and always take a deep breath and learning with other people, because it's so fun when we can discuss things and learn with others.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So your book is out. What was the motivation, let's just say, for putting this book out? And talk about it a little bit more.
So, you know, when I was younger, like when I was 18, I left Vietnam and I didn't speak a word of English, not much, but I always have this burning desire to communicate with others. So over time, you know, luckily I'm learning how to communicate in English. And well, I thought
your English is fantastic. So,
oh, thank you. And then I thought, wow, what would that, you know, this is just a way, you know. And when I was younger, I was like always shy from, I was very reserved and I shy away from like showing who I am. And part of that as culture, but part of that is maybe I'm putting that barriers into myself, right? And then another part of that is just like, I didn't know what to say because like, how do I'm going to say it? I didn't know how to say it in words in English. So writing a book was always be my, was like one of the dream that I wanted to make it happen. And then I thought like, you know, throughout the years when I coach clients, being their strategic advisors, helping to gain, you know, help them to save like $1 million within 6 months, for example. And I thought, overall, like there's a theme and it's all about strategy, all about integrated strategy with mindfulness in process improvement, in product innovation, in even manufacturing, all of that. So I just decided that this is the time to write it down. So it's kind of a gift to everyone who actually interested in wanting to go out there and not to worry about being perfect.
So what do you mean by decisive leadership?
What do I mean by decisive leadership? I think it's really a leader that not only authentic, but also able to make decision, because in strategy, we probably have million ways we can go, in especially in AI. But being a decisive leadership is the ability to make decisions, to move forward, and know that this is not the last decision you're going to make in your entire life. But at the same time, think about the pros and the cons and trade-off. Like I don't say like go and make decision in 5 minutes, but sometimes we have to make decision without all the data given to us. And, you know, by interviewing people, by understanding data, sometimes just using our guts, all of that together. It's something that, you know, I have more experience with time goes by. It's not always easy to do, but I did create that, my framework, impact, you know, the impact framework that you can read more, like readers can read more in the book as well. It's that incorporate all of that authenticity, that both the right brain and the left brain.
Is impact an acronym? The impact framework. So can you just tell us what that stands for?
Yeah. So the impact is an acronym, and it's, you know, it's bringing in that innovations, that bringing in that authentic city and it's like bringing out all that creativity. It's a really a long one. So I'd rather, I'm going to make a video on that one.
Okay.
Because, perfect. You know, I still want to get it too technical. Like sometime, like, you know, it's get technical, but yeah, it's basically, it's a framework that I use all the time because I was comparing, you know, I was thinking about there are certain amazing framework that the industry have been using in like prioritization, you know, like the RISE framework has a lot of values into it that Google's used it. And there's other like, you know, smart goals framework, but my framework is bringing that authenticity that sometime you kind of know what your teams need. And I'm bringing an example in that as well so that you can choose for yourself, because for digital transformations, we cannot just really take on just very simple, you know, like way, not sometimes not linear way up. So it's including part of that, including that smart framework into it and right. part of that in the prioritization. And these are not exactly a comparison, but more like complement to one another.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, I love that you brought up authenticity so often. And I love that you have that word in your podcast because, you know, for forever, we all thought that love was the highest frequency emotion that we could feel. But now they're saying authenticity is even higher than that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, if you're living as an authentic individual, you know, that's a really strong and powerful place to lead from.
Yeah. And I think that's where I brought it in with my framework too, because it starts with discover. Sometimes authenticity cannot happen if we don't really understand who we are. So discover, you know, your clients, your teams, what make them feel alive is also important as much as discover yourself first. Knowing ourselves first is important. And then you go into that engage mode and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's all in the framework called deep impact. But you're right, you know, Sandy, because in a way, you know, we'll be working for 8 hours a day at least. So if we're not being authentic with ourselves, imagine the level of anxiety and stress that can increase, and how can we be creative and help our clients and our teams if we're in that mode?
That's right.
Energy is important.
Energy is so, so important. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for everything that you have going on. We're about to wrap this up. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that you haven't talked about?
I mean, it just continue, you know, when I was younger, like I didn't know much about different cultures. So I was trying to blend in. But then, you know, now I realize that just use your who you are. Like you have things that no one can do. Like, you know, you might have extra sense in terms of creating belonging to your teams. Like you might have a special talents that no one have. So really hone into who you are and embrace that. And I'm starting to embrace that as I go along, as I grow up as well, and see that as a unit strength rather than something that I have to hide from. So just like you're using your unique gift to be here, you know, and interview all of us. And that's a special skill set. So for all of us, just know that there's a gift that you have it within you. So use that, because we only have one life to live and incorporate everything that who you are in it.
Yeah. And I heard this a few weeks ago. Someone said it. I wrote it down on my whiteboard and it says, you're not getting this day back.
No, you're not getting the days back.
And I have to write it down, because some days I'm like, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. And then I look up, I'm like, oh, you're right. I'm not getting this day back. Like, right. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Well, Ava, thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck with everything that you're doing. And folks, check out Ava's book, Decisive Leadership, Transforming Complex Challenges into Competitive Edge. And in the show notes, there will be her website and your Instagram is Eva Easy. It's just Ava Thatch. And Ava is spelled with two V's. I love that. AVVATHACH. And that's Instagram and Facebook. And then she also has a YouTube channel, which will be in the show notes as well. So thank you so much, Ava. Really appreciate your time today. And for all the listeners, thank you. And
thank you. Yeah, thank you, Sandy. Thank you, everyone, for listening in.
Yeah, thank you. And take care, everybody. Thanks so much.